105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Justin McCartney. With me now is Andrew Thornley, and he has fond memories of Withernsea going right back to the 1970s. 1977 to be correct, Andrew.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, whereabouts are you at the minute? You're away down under in Australia.
Yep, I'm over in Perth. That's on the western side of Australia. It's in a state called Western Australia, logically enough. We've been here for, well, ever since the late 70s. And it's a lovely 10 degrees tonight, so it's a little bit cool, and I've got the fire on.
Now, you're originally a Wessie from Bradford, but you used to come to Withernsea in the 1970s for your holidays. What was it like then?
Well, obviously, I remember it as a small child, and the memories I have are just absolutely amazing. It's when you're about 10 years old, you don't tend to remember much, but what I do remember of Withernsea was the amusements all the way down the promenade there. We stayed in a caravan. I think it's called Northfield Caravan Park. I may be wrong. And we used to often just walk out onto the promenade and walk all the way down, and all the amusements. And as a kid, you know, there might have only been half of the amusements there that you've got in some other seaside towns. But it was just it was fabulous. And of course, the lighthouse. I remember the lighthouse, which I'm assuming is still up there. Although I think even back in the 70s, it was about to be decommissioned. I may be wrong there.
Well, it's been decommissioned now since the 70s, I think maybe the early 80s, actually. But it's been a museum ever since, and it sort of dedicates itself to Kay Kendall. She's a movie star. You might remember her in Once More with Feeling was her last movie, and that was with Yul Brynner. Have you ever heard of her before?
I never heard of Kate Kendall until I actually looked up a Withernsea website, and it mentioned her. And then I talked to my father about her, and he started rattling off a few movies and said, oh, yeah, she's a movie star. He didn't actually realise that the Lighthouse was now a museum in her name. But he certainly remembered the actress. I personally don't remember the actress.
Well, you possibly would remember the movie, some of her movies, if you've seen them. She was in that Genevieve one about the classic car run to Brighton. But anyway, tell me this, what leads people who obviously have quite fond memories of England to emigrate to Australia? Why did you go there? You were a young child then, I imagine.
That's right. I was about 10 years old. My sister was about 13. My mum and dad were born and raised in Bradford. And, look, to be honest, they really saw no future for us there as children. They were a little bit concerned about the way Bradford was heading at that time, and they did have other options. I think Canada was an option, and obviously just moving somewhere else in England. But an opportunity came for my father to work in Western Australia, and my dad being fleet of foot, he made a quick dash for the airport, and we all came over here. Since then, my parents have moved around heaps, and we've seen a lot of Australia. We generally don't keep still.
Okay, even though you're 12,000 miles away, almost I would imagine, you still find time to look up things about Withernsea. Why do you do that? Why do you look up things to do with England? Do you see it as home, or are you maybe more Republican orientated?
I'm homesick. I really, really am. I've been over here for 30 years now, and I've never been back to England. I've never had the opportunity to get back there. And with the advent of the internet, it gives you the opportunity to see things on YouTube, websites, see what the local news is. And, of course, I've got relatives over there. I've still got an aunt and uncle that lives up in Bridlington, and a cousin that lives a little